This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
5453, that's how you get in touch with us. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. I'm Chris. In studio, we also have...
Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Well, nobody. You're not a nobody, Rich. I don't want this to come across as being self-deprecating.
Well, no. I mean, we're all nobodies because it's a big club, but none of us are in it.
Well, you have a point
there. George Carlin puts it.
George Carlin, a brilliant man who I would vote for president. That would actually get me to the polls this time.
Really?
Otherwise, I may be voting for nobody.
I'll be running for governor probably.
So nobody for governor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that... You know, that be sure to come out for the primary. That's the part that really counts.
Does it? It'll be fun. I think this whole nobody campaign will be interesting if nothing else. It'll give us something to talk about.
Well, the first step is to get through the probate court hearing to approve the name change.
Yeah.
The fun is only in the jokes that we get to tell.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But fortunately, we do get to tell those jokes every Thursday when I'm in studio with these two fine gentlemen.
We'll try to make sure they're new jokes.
Good. Yeah, if you can keep your material fresh, Rich, nobody. That's all I care about. Something else I do care about is Julian Assange and
how poorly
he has been treated.
We knew this was coming.
We did. So initially, Julian Assange was finally removed from the embassy in London, where he is basically the Ecuadorian embassy, where he has been
house arrest.
Self-imposed house arrest. He knew that if he left that embassy, he would be arrested by the British officials, who would likely turn him over to the U.S.
I think the technical term is sanctuary. That's what they call it when you do it in a church.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Whatever it was, at least he wasn't being held in a prison.
Right.
So they pulled him out, and they did what governments do. They immediately threw him in a prison. And they have charged him with the only count that existed. I'm looking at these guys for a little bit of refresher here. The only charge the British actually brought was...
Failure to appear, basically.
Failure, yeah. Basically, he didn't show up for court hearings related to...
They sentenced him to a year over that.
Oh, they maxed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So while he's been sitting there, the U.S. brought one single charge, only one charge against him. And that was basically conspiring with Private Manning, now known as Chelsea Manning, to crack a password.
This was the initial charge.
Just one single charge, right.
That's what made the headlines initially, and what we said on this show was there's probably going to be more coming.
And sadly, there is. This comes to us from NBC News, WikiLeaks.
The feds don't just bring one charge against somebody. They always have a bevy of them to hit you with, to overwhelm you, and to increase the likelihood that you're going to take a plea deal.
Right. And they didn't just add one. They added 17 new charges under the Espionage Act. We'll get the date on the Espionage Act, but it seems to me it was 1917 was when this law was enacted. It's a very old one. This is madness. This is a quote from WikiLeaks. This is madness. It is the end of national security journalism and the
madness,
First Amendment.
But it's government. I mean, that's what government does, right?
Yeah.
It's madness.
It's madness to be expected.
It's humans forcing their viewpoint, their way on other human beings through the threat of violence. I mean, that's crazy.
Isn't that an interesting point? And I know others talk about it enough on this show, but I don't always talk about it. Government's people. You want to call it whatever you want. You want to make it into something big and huge and powerful and all that. But in the end, it's people just like you and I who happen to decide that their opinions are very important, must be followed, and perhaps they'll enact some laws so that if somebody dares make it easier for whistleblowers to get a little press and get the stories out about what your government is doing wrong or is doing illegally, God forbid we got to shut him up. The Department of Justice announced 17 new charges against WikiLeaks founders Julian Assange on Thursday, including a virtually unprecedented move to charge him with publishing classified material, a move that could pose challenges to First Amendment protections. In a superseding indictment, a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia, has accused Assange of breaking the law by inducing Army Private Chelsea Manning to send him classified documents and then publish material that included the names of confidential sources who provided information to American diplomats.
Does it say what inducements he offered? Because to induce somebody to do something is to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's somehow offer them value.
Right. And this is a... Well, maybe we'll find out a little bit more. Again, this is an MSNBC or a NBC News article, which may not get into all the detail, but maybe we'll pull up the actual indictment and see.
Wouldn't
what
one
it
be
does.
Able to induce by just simply informing and encouraging? Does it always have to be consideration? I don't know.
That's one of those words that I've never looked it up. I've just kind of learned its meaning from context. So, I don't know. I think its most common usage is when you've hired somebody to
Number
do
Number one, according to dictionary.com, to lead or move by persuasion or influence. So
by persuasion or influence?
So you could persuade with, consideration, or you could persuade with just plain old good ideas and, hey, you could help the, free the world by releasing this information, Chelsea, or at the time, Bradley.
Yeah, at the time. It's interesting.
By the way, just before you go on, for listeners who don't recall, Chelsea Manning's gone back to jail within the last couple of weeks because she refused to testify to the initial grand jury that she was told to testify to, spent something like 2 months in jail for refusing to do that, was released, but then immediately they impaneled another grand jury that then demanded her attendance as well, and so she's again refusing to participate. So presumably these 17 charges came from the first grand jury, and now they've got another grand jury that they want her to testify to. So they're still cooking here. They're still looking for more charges on which to bring Julian Assange.
Yeah, normally I would assert that the government is just charge stacking.
Of course.
But I don't know if that's actually the case. So the idea of charge stacking is okay, you got pulled over for speeding, but we're also going to charge you with reckless driving, and we're charge you with dangerous engagement of other vehicles. Whatever you can imagine, they'll come up with like 10 or 15 things to charge you with when you did one thing wrong. That's the idea of charge stacking. The idea is to get you to take a plea.
Feeling like they're not doing that here? Because it's obvious that's what they're doing here. They've got 17 charges already.
Right. One could look at it that way, or one could look at it more in the Ross Ulbricht view. It's like, we'll do whatever we have to do to make sure that guy never sees the light of day again.
I mean, It depends on how you're defining stacking, because I don't think they're necessarily stacking. I don't think these threats are idle.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to say, oh, okay, well, he didn't make a deal, so we're going to drop 15 and go with the other two. I think they intend to press each and every one of these. But, it's quite likely that they are going to go as big as they can on charging, because the biggest thing I think that Donald Trump is going to want to know is, what about Seth Rich?
Right.
Isn't that the guy that maybe was murdered for the Democratic emails?
Yeah. Now let me give you the chronology here. Seth Rich... first off, there was the release from WikiLeaks. About a week after that, Seth Rich was murdered in Washington, D.C. They never wrapped it up, and WikiLeaks immediately offered a reward of $20,000 for whoever killed him.
So that's interesting. We're going to talk more about WikiLeaks. We're going to talk about more about the charges against Julian Assange, and maybe we'll get into some Seth Rich stuff. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say her hair is so beautiful,
healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom. Free as in no free lunch. But you can get on the radio because we're an open phone show. What that means is you bring up a topic. Doesn't matter if we're talking about it. We're going to bring up a couple things that we find interesting or compelling, or at least to us. But you don't have to stick to that. Bring up whatever you like. And this is one of the few shows, perhaps the only show, at least in this time slot, where you can just do that. You can just talk about whatever you want. Got to keep it clean because we are on real radio stations. But we have been talking about Julian Assange and him being indicted with another whopping 17 counts, basically for allowing whistleblowers, people that see their government doing things that are either morally wrong or illegal, giving them a platform through WikiLeaks to make those things known. And, well, you're obviously an enemy of the state, and we've got to go after you. So after Private Chelsea Manning was earlier indicted, had to testify before a grand jury, she is refusing, I guess, to go to another grand jury. Ian, you were talking about that a little bit.
Chelsea Manning, so she was in jail because if you don't go to the grand jury, even though you think you have the freedom of not speaking in the United States, when a judge sends you a piece of paper demanding...
The Fifth Amendment, Ian.
Yeah, you would think.
That says you can't be forced to testify against yourself.
Yeah, they left out...
Everybody talks about it, though, so it must be true, right? No.
Well,
she wouldn't be there to testify against herself. She would be there to testify against Julian Assange. And so they are saying they can force you to do that, or at least they can try their darndest, in which case... you essentially get thrown in jail for basically contempt of court, which is essentially a power that the Western court system judges have to put you in a jail cell for essentially as long as they want.
Yeah.
In this case, it's actually a little bit worse than typical contempt, because generally in contempt, if you were to go, for instance, here, if you got a parking ticket or something and you ended up challenging it and going to just a regular old district court here, and you told the judge to F off or was somehow, upset the judge and he threw you in jail for contempt, they can put you in for more than 6 months, but they generally won't, because they then have to justify it to a panel of other judges. That's not to say that that's a really hard thing for them to do.
I bet.
But that generally they do want to avoid doing that, so they will only do it 6 months. In the case of the grand jury, it can be for the entirety of the grand jury's impaneling, which is up to, in this case, 18 months. And because she just got out of jail after the old grand jury had been finished with, they've just impaneled this new grand jury, and so therefore she can be there for the full 18-month span on this one.
Unbelievable.
And they're hoping to obviously pressure her into coughing up whatever testimony. Now, of course, if she were to go ahead and say, all right, I'll testify, and then she shows up in front of the grand jury, I'm not sure if there's anything that could prevent her from saying, I don't recall. Chelsea, when you spoke with Julian Assange on May 2nd of, 2013 or whatever it was that they did he tell you, I don't recall. No. I don't recall that conversation.
Don't remember.
Yeah.
That's great advice, and that's what I think is something that people do when they act morally as opposed to act the way that the government wants them to act. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got John Bolton on the line. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, boys. How many of you would like to go to war with Iran for me?
No.
No. Count me out.
Yeah.
Do it yourself, bro.
Kind of busy.
Anyways, so I was wondering, what did you guys think about Justin Amash saying he wants Trump impeached?
Well, this is not news. I mean, and I saw all the headlines today like it was, but he's been pretty clear that he felt that Trump has done things that are impeachable. And to be clear, the bar of impeachment, this lofty bar, if you're going to impeach someone, it's whatever Congress says the bar is. It can be anything. It can be a dress with some material on it that a president lied about.
Yeah, most people don't realize this, but to impeach somebody is equivalent to indicting them.
Yes.
And they then have to be tried in the Senate. And so we've never had a president impeached and removed. Nixon was not impeached. He resigned. Clinton was impeached, but he was acquitted in the Senate, and he was not removed.
Perfect. Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I think it's always a political football whenever this thing comes up, and I think Nancy Pelosi is sort of she's just sort of like trying to judge which way she's going to come out looking better.
I thought it was an encouraging sign that he said that, mostly because it strengthens the theory that he may try to get the Libertarian nomination.
I just don't disagree with him. I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't disagree with him. I would say there's definitely probable cause on that. I still say there's no collusion.
I can't remember
with Russia, but
no.
There could be obstruction. I don't know.
Name a president that hasn't obstructed justice in some way.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, and go back as long as you like. I'll sit here and wait.
Well, since their whole job is perpetuating government, then their job is obstruction of justice, as we define it.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Hello, yeah, me.
If you had more, please.
Oh, but yeah, anyways, what would you guys think if Amash ended up running for the Libertarian nomination?
I would support him, and the reason that I would support him is because I want the Libertarian Party to be a mild introduction to libertarianism. I don't want them to put forward the whole story. I want them to just put out enough to get people hooked, and we'll suck them the rest of the way in.
Are you a supporter?
Yeah, I like Justin Amash. I'm a big fan of him.
Do you think the Republicans will bring up his... His Middle East background?
Oh, yeah. I think they already have.
Barely.
There was,
I saw more of that today.
What's his relationship to the Middle East?
His parents were immigrants.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's Christian. But what happened was back in 2014, I think it was the one guy from California. I can't remember what his name was. The congressman guy. Devin Nunes. He was, like, backing his primary challenger in 2014, and he said, and Devin Nunes called Amash, because Amash said he didn't want to go to war with Syria, so he said because he was Palestinian and he didn't want to go to war in the Middle East, he was Al-Qaeda's best friend, and then Amash ended up winning the primary by double digits, and it was a victory speech. Instead of saying, oh, you know, good game, great job, you know, good thing for both of us. You know, you ran a great race. Instead of doing that, he pretty much just mocked his whole opponent and started saying, oh, I'm glad we could deliver another loss for you before you retired and stuff like that.
Too much. Thanks a lot, John Bolton. We appreciate the call. And I heard a new Middle Eastern name, Sununu. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers who have been hurt by the ongoing trade war with China.
For years, our politicians have allowed other countries to steal our jobs, punish our workers, and target American industry and American agriculture. I can't say this is just the Democrats, but in particular, the Democrats have done absolutely nothing about this.
A massive tornado ripped through southwest Missouri, leaving devastating damage and multiple people dead. And the destruction isn't over with, as the forecast is calling for more tornadoes. This eyewitness talks about what he saw during the storms on Wednesday.
All around us was just shaking, you know, it was just super loud rumbling, and just like they said before, it's like a train, and it felt like an earthquake whenever it came up and shook the whole entire apartment complex.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. Get on the air. Tell us what's on your mind. If you've never called into a radio show, this is the one to call into, because you can talk about anything you like. And I can talk about anything I like within reason, but I'm going to just talk about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. I know a lot of us were spending it on pizza yesterday.
You better believe it. We had a great Bitcoin pizza day here in Keene.
That was delicious. And I got to say, Little Zoe's Pizza, no, they're not a sponsor. They just make some damn good pizza.
If I were doing a local radio show, though, I'd want them as a sponsor.
I would too.
Oh, yeah. Just to have the excuse to talk about them and get their pizza.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to ForkFest this year, they told me they're probably going to be they're definitely going to be there for all of the Porcupine Freedom Festival doing pizza vending. But as I understand it, they're going to show up for at least a couple days of ForkFest. So toward the end of ForkFest, if you want to try Little Zoe's, if you're there, you'll get to.
And I might have heard something about some breakfast pizza.
I did hear about that. I'm very excited to try whatever breakfast things they have.
Mm-hmm. At Bitcoin.com, you can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the forums. So learn more about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com.
That's right.
Bitcoin.com.
And they're starting their local.bitcoin.com very, very soon. It's open for registrations right now, so you can create an account there if you want to be able to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash and do that with other people online. So that's going to be exciting.
I think that's a huge step. One of the earliest ways you could get Bitcoin, when there weren't a lot of ways that you could get Bitcoin, not a lot of exchanges and things like that, was through local Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this idea that you don't need a ton of people between you and your Bitcoin. Hook up with somebody, buy some Bitcoin, and you're done. And it sounds like the team at Bitcoin.com is going to try to do this the right way.
And if you don't want to hook up with them, you can still buy the Bitcoin.
Okay. See, now we have these generational differences in how we use certain phrases. So
yeah, well, some of us are keeping up with the time.
You little rapscallions can make fun of me all you like. But I remember...
You know we love you.
I know you do. And sometimes I even remember that you said that before when my memory is not failing me.
You're not that much older than Rich.
Oh, I am. I'm decades older. No, I got probably a decade.
No.
How old are you?
Old.
Okay.
No.
I'm 51.
Oh, God, you are old. No, I'm 55. So we're not that far apart.
Yeah.
Is that why you've recently shaved your head? Has this been a, you know, a...
Did I do it because I was 51?
Well, a lot of times, particular men will decide that, you know, if the gray becomes too much, I'm just shaving that off, and now I just look like I'm bald.
I shaved my head in 2009, and I've just been a little bit sloppy in maintaining it.
Periodically, you choose that.
I tried to grow it back when I was in Ann Arbor, but... just because, and Ann Arbor's a really liberal town, and I was getting mistaken for a skinhead. But with it gone on top, I just decided that having hair wasn't a good idea. I used to have hair down to my elbows.
Yeah, I've been that guy.
I may get a long hair wig one of these days.
There you go. We've been talking Julian Assange and these additional charges that the U.S. government has hit him with, 17 new charges, and I believe most of these were under the Espionage Act. We'll see if this story gets in it. The 17 counts were, this story comes to us from NBCNews.com, 17 counts were tacked onto a single count accusing Assange of conspiring with Manning to crack a Department of Defense password. Assange, who was taken out of an Ecuadorian embassy in London in April, is being held in a London jail for jumping bail on a sex charge and awaiting extradition.
The charge
to
that was dropped,
United
by the way.
States. Yeah,
the sex charge.
That's an important thing. That was a Swedish charge and had been dangling out there for years.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah, no pun intended. It had been investigated and they just didn't have a case. So I'm sorry, if governments spend literally years...
Well, wasn't it based on two accusers, two female accusers who just, you know, purportedly made something up? I mean, there wasn't really anything else beyond what they had to say, right?
The only thing I know about those charges is what was in the movie about Assange, so I got nothing.
Well, there's also the, he published some text messages that implied very strongly that the sex was consensual.
Right.
For example, she texts somebody else that Julian didn't want to use a condom without saying, Julian raped me and didn't use a condom.
Right.
Now, if you get raped, the most remarkable thing about it is not the guy didn't use a condom.
And I don't.
It's you got raped.
Right. And I don't know if you would use a first name basis. I think it would be you. That
actually, I don't know how she referred to him because it was it was by initials in the article that I read, but I'm not sure if that was edited or if she actually used the initials JS.
Yeah. Trying to remember the name of that movie. There was a movie made, a biographical movie about Assange. Was it The Fifth Estate or something
like
that?
Ooh, that sounds right. I think you might be right.
Yeah. But again, it was, you know, the way it was portrayed there. Again, we're not going to go back to movies. But in this case... You know, after he's been locked up in the Ecuadorian embassy for what ended up being close to a decade, then the U.S., they finally release him, and he is awaiting extradition to the United States. The government says Manning provided Assange and WikiLeaks with databases containing about 90,000 Afghan war-related significant activity reports, 400,000 Iraq war-related reports, 800 Guantanamo Bay detainee assessment briefs, and 250,000 U.S. Department of State cables.
I'd like to ask the government, if government goons, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you got to hide?
Exactly. What's the big deal?
Why not put it all out there?
Yeah, put it all out there. If you didn't do anything wrong, then that's exactly what they tell us.
It is.
Yeah,
it's bunk when it comes to us, because we're supposed to have a right to privacy, whereas the government, at least in theory, is supposed to be transparent.
Yeah, and not only is it supposed to be transparent, but in theory, the people control the government. The people decide what the government does. So if you don't know what government policy is, if you don't know which of the homicidal maniacs running the government are the worst homicidal maniacs in class, then how do you know who not to vote for?
Yeah, it's disgusting, and I think the first thing that I saw out of the original WikiLeaks Private Manning stuff, I think it was probably what everybody saw, which was the helicopter footage of the basically...
Yeah, collateral murder, if you want to Google it. That's what it's called.
Yeah, collateral murder of AP reporters and a bunch of civilians, and they knew it. They talked about it. They joked about it on the radio transmissions. And for this, Private now, originally Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, spent years in jail before being released.
It was an isolated incident. Those things never happen.
Yes. And if you remember back to those times, the 250,000 Department of State cables were news in their own right, because there was stuff getting found in those left and right saying, what, we did that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, they didn't. That's not the story they told us.
Yeah.
855 450 free. What do you think? Should Julian Assange face 17 additional charges? Is this how you deal with people that are trying to whistleblow? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a seriously cool app. Just download it either on your PC, your laptop, your phone, your tablet. Doesn't matter if it's got a microphone and you've got high-speed internet. You've got everything you need to connect to us and sound just like you're in the studio with us, and we really like it. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Chris.
I'm Ian.
And no Rich Paul.
Nope, Rich Paul.
Yeah, I know. I was going to save some syllables, but now we've spent even more.
That's what happens. And we've been talking about Julian Assange and this idea. Well, of course, the government is going to go after him. We have two theories here, that this is charge stacking and they're trying to get him to take some sort of a plea.
They may not. I mean, they may just stack charges and not offer a plea.
I think that's going to be it. I think they're going to go away. I think they want him buried so deep he will never see sunlight again.
Well, I mean, I don't see any possibility that he's not going to undergo some kind of interrogation. So whether or not they're offering him a binding plea deal, I'm quite sure that there will be that they're going to have things that they want to know, and I don't think they're going to be deterred by the law in that.
Do you think there's an do you think there's a chance that Julian Assange may visit a few more countries on his way to the United States?
Do you think they could rendition him? I think that's quite possible, and I also think that it's possible that that's why he's in a jail in England instead of a jail in the United States. Certainly, England would have dropped the misdemeanor had the U.S. State Department asked them to.
Sure.
So, if he's in an English prison, and I think that that's where Trump wants him to be for unknown reasons. And it may well be because he can get away with more there.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I mean, he's in an a UK prison because that's where he's been for the last 6 years of his life, which is way before Trump.
Oh yeah, that was way before.
This investigation
Trump.
has likely been going on.
My only connection to Trump is that if Trump wanted him to be in the United States now, I doubt that Britain would have refused the request.
He will fight it, so they still have to go through, sort of like
Okay, maybe they're just trying to hold on to him until the extradition fight is over.
Well, okay, so I'm not an attorney, but you know, my understanding, if you look at the Kim.com situation, I don't know if you're familiar with Kim.com.
Oh, yeah.
So the U.S. government would love to have him extradited, but he's been fighting it for the last however many years it's been since, 2012 or 2011 or whatever it's been.
Is he in jail?
No.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, is maybe the reason that they actually...
But he wasn't charged in New Zealand. He was charged in the U.K.
No. I'm saying maybe the reason that he was charged in the U.K. was so that they could hold him rather than having him out on bail while he was doing his extradition here. It's a Mickey Mouse charge.
It is.
And the U.S. has much better things to hit him with. So I don't... I've always been like, why is England jailing this guy for a misdemeanor?
Yeah, and I'm sorry. If you two countries, the U.S. and the U.K., have basically jointly for 20 years declared war on Middle Eastern countries, do you think where Julian Assange happens to be is going to have any impact on that relationship? And if one side wants something to happen, then the other side is going to make it happen.
Likely,
well,
yes.
That hasn't been Snowden's experience.
Well,
he's in Russia.
Yeah, he is
in Russia.
That's a whole different ball of wax.
Well, people go to Russia, though. Julian Assange.
I imagine Assange would want to if he, you know, had
the chance.
If
I was Julian Assange, I would definitely be trying to get to Russia.
Right.
You're in a jail cell, though, so you can't.
Right.
And the U.K. and the U.S. is not going to let
that
happen.
Probably why he's in the jail cell, I guess.
I think you may be right about that, Rich, but I don't know if Trump necessarily was the person who's moving chess pieces here. I suspect all these things were in motion before he even sat down into office.
Yeah. I suspect they were. The only relation to that Trump has to it is he's the guy who could...
He could stop it.
But I guess there's, you know, my thought was get him out of jail there and hand him over to us. But if he still has the ability to fight extradition, then it makes sense they want to know where he is until that happens.
I hear you. And I'm with Ian on this. I just don't see Trump as... Like, Trump's only... conversations that he shared with anybody about WikiLeaks was he was all for them when they were going after Hillary.
Right.
Sure.
But now that it's not really an issue, I just don't hear Trump bringing up much about it. And again, I think Julian Assange, decisions about Julian Assange's life they're deep state stuff. It's not politicians. It's people that have been in government forever who got bloody noses because you released 250,000 State Department cables. I would look more at that than anything else.
Well, and plus, Trump doesn't want to look he's against the military, right? Even though he liked what WikiLeaks did for him, I mean, they didn't do it on his behalf, but against Hillary Clinton, basically, in the Democratic National Committee, he praised them for that. He appreciated that. However, that's not going to be enough to overturn the idea that Trump would be against the military if he was supporting Assange.
Well, not just that, but Trump favors the continuation of all of these policies.
Yes.
And Trump is looking at pardoning a war criminal. So he may legitimately be upset that war crimes were exposed, because he does seem to like war criminals.
Oh,
wait, which war criminal is he going to pardon?
It was the guy who he was tasked to release a prisoner, and instead he took him out, made him strip naked, and killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a
military guy?
Ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. In Iraq he did this.
Wow.
The story continues. Again, this comes to us from NBCNews.com. The decision to charge Assange in connection with publishing secrets crosses an important line. The U.S. government has never successfully prosecuted anyone other than a government employee for disseminating unlawfully leaked classified information, according to University of Chicago law professor Jeffrey Stone. even though the Espionage Act has long been on the books. Can one of you guys Google that?
Espionage Act?
Yeah, what year that thing came out.
It is
I want to think
one.
1917.
So, but what they're saying there is that this is unprecedented.
Yes.
Because normally you have to work for the government in order to be charged with espionage.
Yes, under the Espionage Act.
You would have to have access, you know, legally to secretive documents and release then, those secretive
and
documents.
And then spill the beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how? That's a great point, Ian. I hadn't even really considered that. How can it be espionage when you're not even really privy to the secrets in the first place?
Well,
it's all hearsay for Julian Assange.
Okay. The Espionage Act of 1917.
Ding, ding, ding. I win.
Huh? Yep. Is a United States federal law passed on June 15th, 1917, shortly after U.S. entry into World War I. It has been amended numerous times over the years. It was originally found in Title 50 of the U.S. Code under War, but is now found under the Title 18 Crime.
I will also add that the Espionage Act has been repeatedly misused over that whole period of time.
How?
It's been used to railroad anybody that was unpopular politically. It's been used for things that had nothing to do with espionage. It's sort of like RICO. Mm-hmm. If you can't come up with some other way to get somebody out, you can always hit them with the Espionage Act because it's so broad. And it can cover anything.
Yeah, WikiLeaks has some who's who here. It says, among those charged with offenses under the act are German-American socialist congressman and newspaper editor Victor Berger, labor leader and five-time Socialist Party of America candidate Eugene Debs, anarchist Emma Goldman, and
these
Alexander
people charged
Berkman.
Or convicted?
They were charged. I don't know if any of them were convicted. It's not saying. Former Watchtower Bible and Tract Society president Joseph Rutherford.
Wow.
Communist Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
Yeah,
Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg.
Yep.
Cablegate whistleblower Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, so what percentage of them were actually convicted under the Espionage Act? Because it's one thing to charge somebody. That's before you've proven your case. You know, you bring charges when you haven't yet made your case.
Yeah, that's not true, and it doesn't list which of them were convicted.
We're going to find out more. We'll dig and see what we can come up with. But our number is 855-450-FREE.
I got Bitcoin news coming up, too.
That's exciting.
Ransomware in Baltimore.
Well, that's too bad for Baltimore, but I've been to Baltimore. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.